This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We have the lovely Mark Tuckey.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you've been doing these ghost walks, tours, whatever, or ghost experiences for some years now, haven't you?
Yes, next year will be my 25th year.
Wow.
That's why I started in 1994.
Wow.
In September of that year.
So, was it an original idea of yours, or was it...
Well, to be fair, it was Gay Baldwin, the writer of the ghost books.
Mm-hmm.
We all know her.
Yeah.
She came... I was working at West Island Printers out in Freshwater.
Oh, yes. Yeah, where the co-op is now.
And that's right. Yes. Yeah, it's all gone. It's just such a shame. But she walked in and said, could somebody quote her for the next book she'd done? So I said, oh, come into my office. And she got a mock-up of this book. And I took the details down. And I noticed on the front, it said the Newport Ghost Walk. I thought, wondered what this is all about. Mm. So I said to her, what's it about? Oh, she said, you buy the little book. And it gives you a map around Newport. And you go round and read the ghost stories and see the buildings that refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what a great idea that is. Well done. Anyway, we finished our business and she got up to go out. And as a chance comment, she said, actually, I'm looking for somebody to lead the walk. Oh. For some reason or other, I said, I wouldn't mind having a go. I thought, why am I saying this? I don't know anything about it.
She said, okay. Years later, he's still doing it.
Well, you know, she said, I'll give you the stories and we'll see how you get on.
Mm.
And that's how it all began. And I roped in some colleagues to help me out to start with. And I think they all thought that it would last about 3 weeks and fade into nothing.
Mm.
But it just grew in strength. And we rode on the back of the Most Haunted TV production.
Oh, yes.
That was coming really into its own then. So a lot of people were drawn to the paranormal and the ghosts and things.
Mm.
So we just rode on their success.
Excellent stuff.
Magic.
But the island is just a special place.
It is.
A very spiritual place. And its history is very underrated.
Mm.
Yes.
There is some marvellous history on the island.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
And I like to try and give what I can and what I find out. I like the quirky history.
Mm.
That's the stuff I do. Like.
I've experienced a couple of your ghost walks.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And, well, one of them wasn't so much a walk. We were on a haunted train at Haven Street, and that was good fun. I really enjoyed that.
Good, yes.
And you went to St. Catherine's Point at some point as well.
Yes, right, St. Catherine's Lighthouse.
St. Catherine's Lighthouse, that's right. So they're all very good indeed. And
this is people appear out of the dark.
Yes, very, very good. Very,
yeah.
Well done. But there is a lot of history, all right. I mean, we know the sort of the surface of it is Osborne House, Carisbrook Castle, the Roman ruins, that kind of thing. But there's lots of other older and more modern history that can give rise to ghost
Absolutely
stories.
Right. you know, there's one of our most popular walks is the Botanic Garden Walk.
Mm. Oh, right. Oh, yes, of course.
That has the history of the Royal National Hospital.
Yes.
In fact, Gay Baldwin at the moment is in the middle of writing all about the hospitals on the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
You know, those that have gone, as well as those that are still here. And I think there's some fascinating stories coming out of that.
I'm sure there are.
Because the Botanic Gardens were like therapy for the patients, weren't they?
Yes, they were indeed. Absolutely right.
And there must have been, looking at ghosts, there must have been a fair number of deaths at that hospital to give rise to.
Oh, thousands.
Yes, I imagine so.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a short break and then we'll come back and talk about what you're currently doing and how people can get involved, because I do guarantee you it's an entertaining event to go on one of the ghost walks. Right, well, we've still got Mark here from the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience.
Mm.
His brainchild, his baby, but hugely successful now.
Isn't it?
So whereabouts do you do the walks then, Mark? There's lots of places. I've got the brochure in my hand here, but
yes.
Tell the ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, surely. Well, Mondays we're doing a new walk, which is in Bonchurch. I've always wanted to do a little walk in Bonchurch.
Mm.
It's a lovely little village.
It is.
There's some lovely history there. Great stuff.
Mm.
Dickens, of course, was there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the big houses have their stories to be told. That's on a Monday. Tuesday, we're down at the Botanic Garden, Ventnor, which was the site of the Royal National Hospital.
Now, I know
it's
on
a
the back,
place,
a lovely place to gardens, but I notice on the back of your brochure you've got a picture of this immense hospital that's
it was
now no longer there.
That's right. It was all demolished in 69. I claim that and the gardens there to be the most haunted site on the Isle of Wight. There is so much activity going on there, it's unbelievable.
Well, that's not surprising given the amount of number of people that must have died there.
Yeah, yes. Nobody's buried there, but they did die there, that's true. Wednesday, we're at Carisbrook. We meet outside the castle.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to take us in the castle, but we can't anymore. English Heritage don't allow it. But we walk down to the village and the lovely old church there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are stories to be told all around there. On Thursday, we're doing the Island Ghost Coach Tour. Now, this is a coach tour. I mean, working in conjunction with Island... experience, and we're doing a tour out to the West Wight this year. And we pick up 2 points, 7:30 in Ryde on the Esplanade, and then 8 o'clock in Newport outside Morrison's, where there is a coach bay. It's great, a 2 hour sort of trip. We get out and have a look round in various places, but that's a good one. And then the next one is Sunday, and Sunday we do the Shanklin Old Village.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, lovely, and nice on a Sunday evening. All the walks start at 8 o'clock, and that's it then. We don't do one on a Friday, Saturday. Because some people want us to do specials, so we keep those days free.
Okay.
If we have a special.
So you do specials for people?
Well, we do, yes. By prior arrangement, we do birthday parties. I've done stag nights and hen nights. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know.
Ooh, something different, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the birthdays, I've done sort of a child's 10-year-old birthday party and a gentleman's 70-year-old. So it stretches the whole of the age group.
So, without wishing to give too much away, what happens on one of your typical ghost walks? It's you leading them around.
Leading them round, and I have actors out in the field, as it were, and as I talk, so they come out as the characters relevant to the story that I'm talking about.
So to illustrate,
and sometimes there's a little bit of a surprise. They, you know, got to keep them on their toes, got to keep them scared. So
yes, absolutely.
Of black shadowies come out,
which is why it says in your brochure, if I can quote it, dogs are welcome. Or permitted, but must be kept on lead, and not if they're particularly nervous dogs.
That's right.
Yeah, a walk may not be suitable for nervous dogs or people. It's in there.
Yeah, that's right.
I have been, as I said, one or two of your ghost experiences, and there are certain surprises that come up. I'm not going to give it away, but there are, and it's good fun.
Yeah,
it's very atmospheric.
It's very atmospheric, and you certainly know your stuff.
Well, if I don't know my stuff after 24 years, then it's a poor show.
So, why is it you think that the island is so ghost-heavy, if I can put it that way?
I don't know. The island was the last part of the country to convert to Christianity.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah.
There's still quite a strong pagan...
Yes, there is. Yeah.
You know, and... unlike what a lot of people think, the pagans' religion is very good, very family orientated, and very very good. I just find the island is a very spiritual place, and also, I mean, because it's a bit of a backwater. Its history with the shipwrecks, the smuggling, the piracy—it's all there, and it all adds to the interest
the
storytelling.
Yeah.
Well. We were talking whilst the music was playing there about Valentine Gray, because that's not one of your current walks. That's the
Newport walk when we get back. Well, I'm hoping to bring that back, actually, the Newport
but
walk.
That was massively significant to the rest of the country.
It certainly was. I mean, there is a book out about the story of Valentine Gray. It's a bit of a harrowing experience, because a poor boy went through really bad, bad times. Of course, he eventually died. And there was a hue and cry in Newport, and it was drawn to the attention of the local MP. And it went down to London, and the actual law was changed through the dreadful story of Valentine Gray, and it gave some protection to the children who were being used and abused in their work.
So his spirit lives on in that area, with now Gray's Walk, of course.
Yes, that's right, and the monument by the library there dedicated
That you're hoping to bring that Newport Walk back sometime.
Yes,
later.
I am, hopefully. Yes, maybe next year. Maybe we'll
next
see.
Year, yeah. So how do people get in contact with you to find out more?
Well, we're on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. This is where most of our information is, and that's the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have brochures throughout the island, and they're sort of brown and yellow, and it gets ghost walks and tours on the front. So,
well, a severe picture of you on the front of it.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Very, very, very fitting for the brochure, I have to say.
And you also got a website, I see, ghostisland.com /ghost_walks.
Yes.
I think, just Google ghostisland.com or something, you'll probably find it.
Or there's a telephone number, 520695.
That's right, and that's
is it answered by a person or by ghost?
That's it. And if you're interested in booking on the coach, that's another island number, 475399.
Oh, okay, yes, fair
and
enough.
That's with Island Explorer, the coach company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yes, and... that's suitable for if some people aren't capable of doing too much
exactly.
walking.
Exactly. If you're a little bit wobbly on your pins, but you're interested, we can take you round, and of course we can cover much bigger ground.
Yes
of course.
On the coach, and in the summer it's a beautiful ride out. Yeah. This year we're going down the military road on an evening. Oh, it's beautiful.
The military road is spectacular on a nice evening. Those of you listening on the mainland, if you're coming here from holiday, do not miss the military road. It is really worth it. Just to give you an idea of the cost, do you want to go through some of the cost there, Maggie?
Okay. I mean, if you wanted to go on the ghost walks themselves, adults, that's 15 plus, are £9.
Well, that's good.
Children under 15 are £6. A family ticket is £25. That includes two adults and two children.
That's good.
Which is pretty good. And you just pay on the night.
Mm-hmm.
All walks start at 8 p.m, as Mark has said. And the Ghost Coach Tour, one fare is £16. A group ticket is £59. That's for four people, which can't be bad. And they advise advance booking.
That's for the coach, yes, because you've got limited numbers there.
Exactly, yes. So we'll take all comers on the walks, but the coach tour, obviously, you need to book.
And the Ghost Coach Tour starts out at Ride Esplanade at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and gets back at 10:40, and then picks up after that in Newport in South Street at 8 p.m. and gets back at 10:20.
And roughly how long in distance are the ghost walks when you actually physically walk?
In distance? Oh.
Roughly?
I don't know. They're an hour and a half of casual walking.
It's a stroll, isn't it?
It's a stroll, yes.
Yes, in my experience, it wasn't particularly onerous physically walking around.
So it's
even
not
though
a
we're
march, then?
I try to pick routes which are not too hilly.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, it's an island, so we do have one or two hills, but mainly flat.
Yeah, when Mark does the vent the ghost walk, he'll give you a warning. It's going to be quite hilly that way. But that's really worth knowing. So it's 475399 for the coach. It is 520695 for the general walks. And is that the number to contact you on for corporate and private bookings?
The 520695 number.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want Mark at your party, your corporate event, or do some entertainment, or just scare the living daylights out of you, I'm sure he'll be more than happy to do that.
Do you do talks for groups?
Yes, very much so.
Like
after
dinner,
we do,
speaking type
all sorts
of
good. Rotary, the Women's Institute.
Well, that's interesting to know.
All sorts
people
of
like to know.
I used to do some talking for people like Women's Institute and Rotary, and they're always looking for new speakers and things.
That's right.
Do you do any of this on the mainland, or is it just the island you do it on?
I do this mainly for the island, yes. The walks are just the island walks.
Mm.
There's enough here to keep me going.
I'm sure there
on
is,
the
yeah.
island
I'm sure there
without
is.
Having to stray far.
And they're very popular by the look of it.
Yeah, well, they are.
Good. And on a lovely evening, what's better than a nice walk in the countryside? They're in a... I think you said something rude then. What's it scared out of you by Mark and his team? And learning some good history too.
Do you do them all year round or is it seasonal?
No. We start, this year we started on the 29th of April and we'll go through till the 23rd of September.
Oh, right.
Okay. But then we will be doing the half term of October, yeah. which, of course, this year will be 2 weeks for the island.
Will it?
Oh, yes, they've moved the holidays around, haven't they?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Good Lord.
It's normally a week, but this week I believe it's 2 weeks for the island. Not the mainland, but for the island. So,
do you do a Christmas ghost special?
Sometimes, yeah. Especially if I get asked, I will come and do a Christmas.
Good.
Oh, okay. Excellent stuff.
Sometimes they're with suppers. I've done quite a few talks with a supper for various venues.
So do you have any advice as to how young the youngest person should be?
It's really,
or how old the youngest person?
Yeah, it's really not age. It's really on the child. I mean, I've had sort of 5, 6, 7 year olds who you could throw everything at.
Yes.
And they just love
had,
it.
Yeah, and I've had sort of 21 year olds who, you know, the first bump, you know, scream and run off sort of thing.
So okay.
It's really not so much the age.
Yes.
I mean, I think as far as a child is concerned with a family, we would not charge for a child 4 and under, 5 and under, something like that. Because we wouldn't expect that they would get very much out of it, other than the bit of the acting. Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So just one more time, it's Isle of Wight Ghost Experience on Facebook, or ghostisland.com will get you all the details you need. This interview will be up on the Vets Radio website in the next few days as well, so you'll be able to relive it all. Thank you very much for coming in, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Our island, our Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.